Lemonada.
This is Eric Alvarez. One quick note before we begin. This episode is available in Spanish. You are listening to the English version, which means I will try to say soccer instead of football. Para escucharlo en español, busca el podcast Mi Mundialista Favorita.
Knees are as up as they can be with this belly in the way.
I'm round, I'm big, I can't see my feet. This is different, never been here before. And then the process of getting back, I mean, it feels endless. Like you're just like, am I ever gonna be able to run for 5 minutes straight? Who knows?
Special moment here. Crystal Dunn makes her return to the NWSL.
Yeah, there was doubts. There was moments of here and there where I was like, oh, I feel unfit. I am severely out of shape. This doesn't feel great. And then from one day to another, I mean, there's a switch where you just like all of a sudden are like, I'm feeling good.
Just 3 months and 20 days after giving birth to her son, Marcel Jean, Crystal Dunn, a U.S. women's national soccer team defender, was back on the pitch for the Portland Thorns.
You celebrate those days because you're just like, wow, I never thought I'd see this ever again.
For the 2021 CONCACAF Player of the Year, her first child isn't just a gift to her family, it's also an opportunity to show mothers can be athletes and exceptional ones at that. Last year, she remembered this question that was top of mind for her in her 20s. This is Crystal in a video produced by the Portland Thorns.
I was like, yeah, at some point I want to be a mom, but how do I incorporate a family? How do I pursue both?
Today, she's answering that question.
I'm Eric Alvarez, and I'm joined by my decorated football co-host. She's an Olympian who won the World Cup with the U.S. Women's National Team and now plays as a defender for the NWSL champion Portland Thorns, Megan Klinkberg.
Thank you, Eric. This is my new favorite Futbolista, where you will get to know football's brightest stars and the causes they're fighting for off the pitch.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Crystal Dunn, who is 30, has many accolades under her belt. She's a two-time Olympian, 2019 World Cup champion, 2015 NWSL MVP, and three-time NWSL champion. Perhaps her biggest accomplishment is being able to juggle motherhood while being an elite athlete at the same time. Megan, you see it firsthand as Crystal's teammate in Portland, but in your experience, how is the culture surrounding moms on the U.S. women's national team?
The 99ers and players that have come before on the U.S. women's national team have been fighting for equality, pay equality, since they were on the team. And one of the very best things that they did was ensure that there was childcare and an opportunity for moms to bring their kids on these really long trips that we would have. So players, young players like Crystal and myself would come in and immediately be exposed to moms taking care of business on the field and then taking care of business off the field. And so I think it opened up a world for younger players to imagine being a mother and also being an elite athlete.
To tell us more about how Crystal became an inspiration to working moms, we have a reporter from her birthplace of Queens, New York. I'm talking about Ashley Chaparro of NBC New York. How are you, Ashley?
Great. Thank you, Megan and Eric, for having me.
There is no set of instructions for elite female athletes on what to do while pregnant to ensure that you can still compete at the highest level after giving birth.
There was a process of what getting back looked like, and I'm somebody that's been, knock on wood, relatively like healthy most of my career. So being out for like a year, I was like, this is different. Like, whoa.
Still, some view pregnancy, postpartum, and competitive athletics as an unrealistic combination. After an athlete announces their pregnancy, headlines like these enter our feeds. Can Serena Williams return to the top of tennis after giving birth? Allyson Felix said getting pregnant is known as the kiss of death for Olympic track and field athletes. Alex Morgan starting a family highlights challenges male athletes don't have to consider. They all hint at this idea that a female athlete is only in their prime until they decide to give birth.
Announcing that I was pregnant was a little scary, but I knew that you guys were amazing teammates.
She made the announcement in November of 2021. The biggest blessing of them all, she wrote on Twitter, "We are so excited and happy to be adding a new member to our family in 2022. She ended the tweet with 5 chicken emojis in reference to the ones she and her husband, Pierre, had as pets.
And I think I just received so much love and support from you guys that it allowed me to be okay with where I am, you know, and not feel like I have to rush back to the training pitch and see you guys.
Even amid the fear, Crystal knew she wanted to stay active in the sport throughout her pregnancy.
I slowed down a bit, but I was still around the team environment to support you guys every step of the way and still get a bit of touches in.
Crystal speaking to Portland Thorne's teammate and host of the show, Megan Klingenberg. This is Crystal's definition of slowing down. Crystal took on a union role as vice president and secretary of the U.S. Women's National Team Players Association the day before she announced her pregnancy in an effort to help lead in the labor fight that yielded equal pay.
Equal pay! Equal pay!
Today, the women's soccer team got it. A $24 million settlement, ending a 6-year fight over unequal pay.
She was on collective bargaining calls with other U.S. women's national team player reps, and she was still doing non-contact drills at Doran's practices the month before her due date. If it sounds like she's working too hard during her pregnancy, the science will actually tell you pregnant women are perfectly capable of doing that much. In fact, in a study published in 2018 in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, researchers from the University of Iceland found that 130 elite female athletes, many of whom trained into their second trimesters or beyond, experienced healthy pregnancies and few delivery complications. This is Dr. Stacy T. Sims, exercise physiologist and nutrition scientist.
Giving birth is an endurance event. When we're staying strong through exercise, having the muscular and metabolic control for that is not only beneficial during the pregnancy, but definitely during labor and then recovery from it.
And I think for me, it was like, okay, I'm pregnant. I still want to play. I still want to touch the ball. I still want to be around the team and you know, give all that I can in the capacity that I can do. I think by month 9, I was obviously doing one pass, and then I was like, I'm good.
You couldn't see the ball at that point.
I couldn't see the ball. I was like, wait, is it there? Oh, a kick. Okay.
This is Dr. Stacy T. Sims.
Being engaged in the practices and keeping that touch is more like a support network from a social standpoint. And it also encourages the female athlete to kind of keep going and knowing that, okay, I'm maintaining this fitness. And then after I give birth, I'm going to have a level of fitness that is going to allow me to return to play.
It also helped that Crystal had the love and support from her husband and former Portland Thorns trainer, Pierre Soubrier.
She's a student of the game. It was her desire to stay involved. She just wanted to stick with it, and we were good with it. You know, as long as we managed and monitored what she was doing fine, and she was responding well to it, there was no reason for us to take her off the field. So, yeah, she, you know, kicked her last ball, I would say, 3-4 weeks before delivery. Yeah, it was magical.
On May 20, 2022, Crystal posted a picture on her Instagram. The caption read, "Welcome to the world, Marcel Jean Soubrier. I can't believe I'm somebody's mama." And just a month later, she was back at practice with the Portland Thorns.
I was so happy when I did step back into the stadium and you guys got to meet the baby.
Hi, I'm back.
That's from a video recorded the day Crystal returned to the team post-maternity leave.
I think that's when I knew, like, I'm in good hands. You know, I'm in a good place where I'm supported and I can be the best that I can be.
This is Eric Alvarez, back here with my co-host, World Cup champion, Megan Klingenberg.
Megan, I have to ask you about the times that Crystal showed up to practice, not with a kid yet, but 9 months pregnant. What did you think about her being there?
I thought it was simultaneously awesome and nuts.
Uh-huh.
I could not believe if she was still cruising around, 8.5, 9 months pregnant, kicking a ball, looking down, not even being able to see the ball, and still getting touches in. I mean, she was so committed to being with her teammates and being around the team because it made her feel like she was still a part of it. It made her feel like she was still an athlete and a soccer player. And for us, it was so inspiring and fun to see her still being able to get after it, even while she's, you know, not being able to see her toes.
Right. So then some time goes by. What do you remember about the first few weeks after she came back?
I remember that Crystal was tired, overwhelmed, and elated. So joyful about having Marcel be a new part of the family. And it also felt like the team got a new member to our family. And Marcel became, you know, the nephew to 25, 30 aunties. And so we felt incredibly happy to be a part of it. And we're just like, hey, do you need help? Do you need us to watch Marcel? Like, honestly, it's totally fine by me. So it was nice to see that Crystal had a little bit of human in her after being so superhuman for 9 months. But also we knew that she was going to get through it, and we knew that she was still going to be like an awesome mom as well as an awesome soccer player.
After this break, Ashley.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ashley Chaparro tells us how motherhood changed Crystal Dunn's view on life.
What helped Crystal was the love and support system she had, but not everyone has that when they're trying to balance a career and motherhood.
The Wall Street Journal has reported a recent survey of some 3,000 employers found some companies are cutting back now on paid parental leave for their employees.
let me give you some statistics that paint a picture of maternity leave in the U.S. Nearly 1 in 4 women were back to work 2 weeks after giving birth. Only 13% of women in the private sector have any paid maternity leave. 40% of women do not qualify for the Family Medical Leave Act, known as FMLA, which grants 12 weeks of unpaid leave.
It absolutely breaks my heart that a lot of women go through postpartum and not having the support that they need. They're going back to work sometimes 2 weeks after they gave birth, which is madness.
Here's what Crystal said in September 2022, 4 months after giving birth, in an installment of Working Towards, a series on the Thorns YouTube channel.
Organizations should be supporting female athletes. You know, it's different. We're different than men. And I think it's about time that we recognize that when we want to start a family, we are the ones sacrificing our bodies, you know? And I think it's incredible, but it makes it that much harder to want to take this path.
She expounds on that today.
Having organizations that are geared towards, this is a female athlete that's getting back into the swing of things. Like, let's support her. Let's actually have a daycare that's geared towards her schedule, her routine. And I think that's something that I would love to actually like maybe even help be a part of in the future.
Crystal gave birth just over a year ago, but it's already changed how she views her role in the sport. She joins a list of elite mom athletes who returned to their sport after giving birth and still competed at a world-class level, all the while advocating for change for other moms. This is Allison Felix, 11-time Olympic medalist.
We need to provide women of color with more support during their pregnancies.
This is Alicia Montaño, 2012 Olympian track and field.
We want to limit barriers that have women like not even be able to make that choice to choose between their career and motherhood. Right now, it's basically telling you, hey, if you choose motherhood, you're likely to have your pay reduced or cut altogether.
This is Kara Goucher, 2-time Olympian track and field.
We need actual maternity protection. You know, when I was pregnant with my son, my contract was just halted and I received no payment. And that just can't happen for the future generation.
In June 2022, Crystal decided to partner with Modern Fertility, an organization that educates women on their bodies and reproductive health. She told Just Women Sports at the time that thanks to this organization, women are understanding that you can be a parent. You can start thinking about being a mom and not sacrificing your career. You can do both.
Championship off the foot of the resurgent Crystal Dunn.
And like those athlete mothers before her, Crystal hopes to be an example not just to mothers, but Black mothers specifically.
One thing I'm super passionate about is always representing women of color in this sport, always preaching diversity in this sport and really trying to, like I said, leave this game in a better way where there's visibility, there's representation, there's a way for people to turn their TV on and see someone who looks like them. Obviously, I do want to win. That's always going to be top priority, but I feel like I almost play this game to be like, I want this game to look even better 10 years down the road.
Motherhood has changed how she moves through the world, but it's also shifted how she looks at the game. In March, she tweeted her list of priorities. Number one, her family. Number two, boundaries. And number three, her relentless pursuit to win everything.
Every time I am on this field, I know I'm playing for something bigger than me, and it gives me great joy to be able to play for something higher than just winning a soccer game.
This is Pierre Sobrier, Crystal's husband.
It's always been about, you know, being the best, earning a spot and going to big tournaments and winning things and all that. I just feel like, yeah, in the last 2 years, that mindset has changed. Just the moment we kind of decided, all right, let's do this. It's been about more than just football. And I think that's growth. Like, you start to build a family, all of a sudden you put some things in perspective. You're just there for the purpose, the process, and doing your things and doing them right.
And I think now that this boy is here, this sweet baby boy that I get to look at every day, I think a lot of what I do is geared towards his future, you know? And I think having a boy, wanting to raise him right, wanting to raise him where he respects women, where he can see his mom doing his thing on the pitch. And I think being a mom does change the way you see yourself. It's okay to still be so career focused. Like, I think that's the greatest thing about moms now is like, you can have your job and still be able to be a freaking world-class mom. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, has allowed me to be the best player that I can possibly be. I see myself differently as a player because I now know what it's like to prioritize taking care of someone else.
I want to go back to the chicken emojis in Crystal's pregnancy announcement tweet. Yes, Crystal has pet chickens, three of them. And with three chickens and one baby under the roof, it's no surprise her motherly instinct is in full gear.
One of my chickens is going through what we call a Brody stage. And the Brody stage means that she thinks her eggs are gonna hatch into babies. So she sits on them all day. And it's not like unhealthy, but basically they don't really eat and drink properly. So I have to go in the coop every single day and kind of like take her out and make her drink her water and eat her food. I know, I'm a mom of the chickens and a mom of the baby. The real one.
Have you met those chickens? Are the chickens part of the team as well?
The chickens provide comedic relief often.
So Crystal clearly setting an excellent example on the field, but she also wants to be an example off the field for working moms. Mm. What's your favorite part of her story?
When we were talking, she said that she gets to raise a young boy in a way that boys our age weren't raised. And she gets to bring him up around a group of aunties that are not only loving and incredibly kind and always helpful and want to help raise Marcel, but are some of the most badass women in the world. And I can't wait for him to have favorite soccer players growing up, and they're all going to be women. That doesn't really happen for young boys. And so being able to be a part of that story with her makes me feel incredibly like fulfilled. And it's like something that's bigger than soccer. It's something that's really important because then Marcel will be able to go out into the world and just by being him, make it a better place.
Megan, Crystal now has a chance to add another World Cup title to her long list of accomplishments, but my question to you, what do you think it would mean for her and for mothers around the world to see that happen?
I think that they would feel awe, wonder. And I think when humans feel awe and wonder, they get inspired. And I think that moms around the world, if they see Crystal, whether she's on the podium or not, just going out there, doing her thing, being able to be a great mom and being able to be a world-class soccer player would produce that same feeling. On the next episode of My New Favorite Futbolista, this Team USA veteran is proud to use her platform to support important causes, including trans inclusion.
It would be a disservice to myself and to a lot of disenfranchised or marginalized people to not use my voice when I have the ability to.
Get to know Becky Sauerbrunn on the next episode of My New Favorite Futbolista. Thank you for listening to My New Favorite Futbolista. There will be over 700 players at the World Cup, so we have more inspiring stories to tell. Go back to the My New Favorite Futbolista feed right now to hear previous episodes, and make sure to subscribe to get future episodes automatically downloaded to your device.
This episode of My New Favorite Futbolista was produced by NBC Universal Local. Megan Klingenberg and I, Eric Alvarez, were your hosts. Ashley Chaparro was our guest correspondent. Erica Messick wrote and edited this episode. Jeremy Berg served as executive producer. Fernando Hurtado and Seth Rubenroy were the supervising producers. Aaron Pinnell and Rosangela Payan were the motion graphics designers. Miguel Estrada, Brad Fossler, James Jeffrey, Michael Katowski, Erica Messick, Sanjesh Singh, Whitney Eirich, Chelsea Turner, Amy Burns, Allison Stubb, Nate Fall, Matt Campbell, Mike Brown, Francesca Giamo, and Brandon Galvan were the production crew. Stephen Dawson was the operations manager. Ray Rodriguez, Miguel Estrada, Rafael Virella, and Fernando Hurtado provided translations.